Starting on Monday, Denver will host the Democratic National Convention. Tens of thousands are expected to convene at the Pepsi Center in downtown Denver, and even more are expected to attend Senator Barack Obama's nomination acceptance speech at Mile High Stadium. Protesters from across the country are planning to descend on Denver to voice their opposition to the two-party system. As Obama heads to his party's convention, his statistical lead over McCain has narrowed considerably. According to CNN's Poll of Polls, which averaged 7 surveys, showing Obama with a 1% advantage over his Republican rival. A Reuters Zogby poll released just 2 days ago actually projected McCain ahead in the race with a 5% lead. The two candidates have jockeyed to position themselves as men of the people. Obama has gone on the offensive, criticizing the Arizona senator for not knowing how many homes he owned. The McCain campaign has responded by saying that Obama was out of touch with everyday people by proposing to raise taxes. As both party conventions approach, we take some time today to hear from activist, historian, scholar, playwright, and author Howard Zinn about his opinion of this race. Welcome to Uprising, Howard. Hi, Howard. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, sure.
So we are heading into what many people have called a historic race. Mm. Do you, as people's historian, consider this historic, and if so, why?
I guess every race is historic, I don't know if I would call it historic. Another election between, you know, two candidates. And what's, I suppose, important about this race is that we have been at war for 5 years. After all, the presidential elections leading up to the Vietnam War, historic. The president's elections during the Vietnam War, historic. The presidential election in 1916, when the United States was about to enter World War I, was historic. So yes, any election when war and peace are the issues is a historic election. And I suppose, well, there is something specially historic about this election, as we have a black man running for president. But you know, to me, whether it's historic or not is really the important thing. I mean, these protests that are taking place at the Democratic Convention, I think, because there are a lot of people in the country who think that Barack Obama and the Democratic Party have failed to make a bold case to the American people in this coming election. And your news report was that the race is very, very close. And I think that one reason the race is very, very close is that there has not been a very clear, bold statement by the Democratic Party leaders, including Obama, about withdrawal of troops from Iraq. In this morning's newspaper, there's a report of how the Bush administration is talking about a timetable for withdrawal. Well, if the Republicans talk about a timetable for withdrawal and Barack Obama talks about a timetable for withdrawal, even though the timetables are different, you know, they talk about a couple of years, Barack Obama talks about 16 months, both of them hedged around with conditions, then it becomes hard for people who want the war to end right away, and I think this is true of a majority of the American people, hard for them, for the American people, to make a clear distinction between the candidates. So I think the idea of the protest is to say to the Democratic Party and to say to Barack Obama, you really want to create a great gap between you and the Bush administration. You want to make very clear that you are for the immediate withdrawal of American armed forces from Iraq, and that, in fact, you want to do more. You want the United States to really change its policy from being an aggressive military force in the world to being a peace-loving nation. I think that kind of clear statement by the Democratic Party and by the presidential candidate would give the voters a choice. That would be historic.
Howard,
have a choice.
Howard, you signed on along with several others to an open letter to Barack Obama just published in The Nation called Change We Can Believe In. And in it, you ask Barack Obama to, quote, stand firm on the principles you have so compellingly articulated. Now, the right and the Republican Party is already accusing Barack Obama of being a radical leftist. Do you think that he would risk actually taking the stands that you ask him to take and that he has in the past promised to take? And if so, if he did do so, could he win the election?
I think that's the only way he could win. I don't think it would be risky for him to take a more clear-cut and bold stance on the war, on health care, on taxing the rich, on changing the policy of the country, using the wealth of the country instead of for military purposes, for health and education. No, that would not be a risk. I think the greater risk for the Democratic Party and Obama is taking half-hearted positions on the war, taking complicated positions on health plan, talking about trivial things. I mean, I heard your news broadcast, and they talk about how Obama is accusing McCain of not saying how many houses he owned. This is trivial. This is not important. So I think the idea that Obama will lose votes and lose the election if he takes a bold stand is absolutely wrong. I think there's a fundamental problem here, and that is that the Obama and the Democratic Party, I think, are yielding to Republican definitions of what is strength and what is national security. And I understand that the convention of the Democratic Party sort of is emphasizing as its theme national security. And what national security is defined as by both the Republican and also the Democratic Party is military strength. And I think what the Democratic Party has to do is redefine national security, not as military power, but redefine it as health security, employment security, child security, environmental security. That would be true national security. And if the Democratic Party thinks it must show that it is militarily strong by, let's say, removing troops from Iraq and putting troops in Afghanistan, then I think it is risking losing the election, because I think all the polls of the last several years show that the American people now want, in a very strong and clear way, want us to get out of the war in the Middle East.
My guest is historian, author, and playwright Howard Zinn, whose book, A People's History of the United States, has sold over a million copies and still going strong. Howard, McCain was a Skyhawk dive bomber for the U.S. Navy in Vietnam, and you were an Air Force bombardier in World War II. Isn't it interesting that both of you started in similar places, but McCain went in a completely opposite direction from you?
Well, I don't think McCain. In a certain sense, we started in the same place. That we both, enlisted in the Air Force, and we both dropped bombs. The difference is that after I finished dropping my bombs, I looked back on it, and I decided that dropping bombs on innocent people was wrong. Something that not just the Germans did, but that we did in World War II in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Dresden, and I decided that yes, bombing a war is wrong. McCain did not make that decision. McCain is a believer in the war in Iraq, is a believer in continuing to drop bombs on people, so we've gone, yes, in opposite directions.
And McCain is so much in a way the twin of Bush when it comes to the military and our military adventures. He even wants to go further. I mean, there was a town hall meeting recently where an audience member said, if we don't reenact the draft, I don't think we will have anyone to chase bin Laden to the gates of hell. And McCain's response was, ma'am, let me say that I don't disagree with anything you said, essentially saying, yeah, he believes that the draft should be reinstated. I mean, we could be looking at a draft if McCain becomes president.
Well, that's quite possible, because if you want to continue a war and you run out of troops, that's the only way you can get more troops. You mentioned McCain as a pilot in the war. I think something should be said about McCain that I haven't seen anybody in the press or in politics dare to say, and somebody should say it, and that is that McCain is not a hero. Sure, McCain sustained torture and abuse while he was a prisoner, but McCain dropped bombs on villages in Vietnam and killed innocent people. That is not heroic. And I think there's a kind of tendency, of leaders in the Democratic Party to sort of submit to the notion that McCain is a war hero, so that even if they're criticizing McCain, they feel they have to start off saying, well, I respect McCain for his service to his country.
Right.
McCain's service to his country consisted of participating in an immoral war in Vietnam. I don't consider that service to a country or to anybody.
Finally, Howard Zinn, what is your opinion of the candidacies of Ralph Nader and Cynthia McKinney and the role that these candidates are playing in this year's election?
Well, I think it's good for there to be independent voices that speak the truth when the major parties do not speak the truth. But at the moment when you get into the voting booth, I think at that point, voting for a third party candidate is futile. And if there is even a marginal difference between Obama and McCain, and there is. That is, there's a greater possibility of change with Obama than McCain. If that even small possibility exists, and small possibilities can mean a matter of life and death for people, then I think at the moment you're in a voting booth, I think you have to put aside of the idea of a third-party candidate at that point and vote for somebody who has a possibility of change. With Obama, there's that possibility. With McCain, there isn't. I don't think that truth-telling people like McKinney and Ralph Nader have their greatest power in the voting booth in the electoral process.
But couldn't they serve?
Their greatest power is outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Couldn't they serve to push Obama more to the left? Just by their
presence? Well, up to the point of the election itself, maybe. But the threat of the third-party candidate is so small that the idea of voting for a third-party candidate is not going to push Obama to the left. I think what will push Obama in the right direction, I won't say to the left, I'll say
in the right
good
direction.
Okay. In the left direction, in the right direction, is a movement, a citizens' movement in the country, which people like Nader and McKinney can lead. And I think that's that kind of movement is the kind that historically has moved presidents in a good direction, just as the great movements of the 30s moved Roosevelt in the direction of domestic economic reform.
Well, Howard Zinn, I want to thank you very much,
sure,
as always, for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Howard Zinn is our guest, author, playwright, historian, people's historian. His book, A People's History of the United States, has sold over 1 million copies and still going strong.